Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Michael Houlihan. How are you, Michael?
I'm great, Robert. Pleased to be here.
And as you know, I've spoken with Michael numerous times. Wonderful guy and the founder of Barefoot Wines. You're going to learn all about how to connect with the community, how to turn a profit. He also has best-selling books, best-selling audio, theater that he's created a new project. But let's start off with Barefoot Wine and talk about the challenges that you faced up front.
Well, you know, Barefoot, I think we called it Barefoot because it was less than bootstrap. You know, we were completely, you know, out of money, totally undercapitalized. So everything we did, we had to really scrounge around for. And, you know, the way we got into Barefoot was interesting because it was a trade for goods and services from a bankrupt winery. I was representing a client trying to collect for him. And I was able to collect goods and services instead of money, okay, which was fine as long as you've got, you know, a business plan and a label and a marketing plan and all that stuff, which I didn't. And I thought, well, how hard can that be anyway? You know, how long can that take? And, of course, it took a long time. It took me about 10 years to really figure out how to do it right. But one of our big challenges was we were undercapitalized, and we took over the debt from the grower, and so it became our debt to pay him instead of the winery's debt. But it was still about $300,000, and we did pay it off over about 3 years, but we did it with positive cash flow. And so our real problem, our big challenge was, how do you establish a positive cash flow, you know, right off the bat on a trade like that? It's great to get goods and services, but that doesn't pay the bills. So here we are trying to figure out what to do. Our biggest challenge, we go out and we go hat in hand and we ask everybody in the industry. And I'm not talking about the white collar folks. I'm talking about people, you know, with dirt under their fingernails, the people that do the real work. We say, make friends in low places. Well, here's why. They're going to tell you things that the white collar guys don't know, like what labels move and what package shapes move and you know, what the cartons should look like in the warehouse so they're not missed. All these kind of practical things. So we built Barefoot on a lot of practical ideas that we got from rank and file laborers. So, you know, it's amazing. They say, I didn't know you could dance, Mike. And I say, I didn't know they could shoot.
So what was the real point when you were able to turn a profit? And what did you learn from that?
Well, the real point is that you absolutely, when you're producing a consumer packaged good, a CPG, you absolutely must have a cost accountant. Now, they're not the general books accountant, okay? And it's not about COGS, it's about cost of sales. So one of the things we learned was that we could be profitable in certain states where it costs us less to sell. Like in South Carolina, it was a whole lot cheaper than selling in New York. You know, in New York, it was very expensive to get in there, very expensive to travel around, you know, very expensive to stay there. You know, the taxes were high, and the competition was crazy. So we didn't go to New York until the end, you see. But we went to these little, you know, states like West Virginia and whatnot, and we became very strong there. It also gave us the cash flow that we needed to hire the guy who would run New York. So that's the whole thing. People talk about profitability, but the real issue is if you're building your brand, you're constantly reinvesting. So every time you make a profit, you don't say, oh, geez, should we buy a boat? You say, oh, should we buy a guy for Nebraska? That's what you say.
It's a great point. And then how about how you didn't have any marketing budget, but you figured out how to engage the community in the most creative ways?
You know, it's really crazy because one day I get a call from this Chinese guy, and he's looking for about $50,000, And he says, hi, he says, Mr. Houlihan, he says, I know you're very wealthy, and I don't want to take a lot of your time. I'm only looking for $50,000. We're trying to raise money for a kid's after school park. You know, we need money for swings and slides and sandboxes and jungle gyms. And I said, do you have the right number? You know, because I don't think I can help you with this one, pal. I don't have any extra money. I said, we don't have any money. And I thought about it for a minute, and I felt sorry for the guy, and I thought, I'll tell you what, we do have wine. I can give you some wine, and you can use it at your fundraisers, maybe to loosen some people up to write a bigger check. Hey, maybe you can auction it off and, you know, use the money to buy some slides and swings. Well, he took the wine. He wasn't really plussed. He wanted money. About 2 weeks later, we noticed that sales in the Chinatown area in San Francisco where this happened are going through the roof. And we said, what happened here? And so we put it together. We said, you know what? The people who went to that fundraiser must have recognized our brand when they saw it in the store, and they bought it. So we tried it in another neighborhood, and it worked. We tried it in another, and then we went across the United States, neighborhood by neighborhood, finding out what the worthy causes were and supporting them in the hopes that the members of those causes would have a social reason to buy our product.
It's an amazing story of grassroots marketing, not spending money, but working with the community.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I love working with the community. You know, for us at Barefoot, it wasn't the big success we had, you know, when we were able to successfully sell it to E&J Gallo. It was how many nonprofits that we actually helped coast to coast. I mean, everybody from Save Delaware Bay to, you know, Keep Lake Tahoe Blue.
It's great. So now let's talk about innovation. Not having any money, tell the story about how you actually created the Barefoot Wine Foot.
As I said, when we started, we didn't know what we were doing, so we were hat in hand and very humbleized. And so we went to a couple of buyers, and we said, well, what should the label look like? And they said, well, the name should be the same as the image. They said, you should be able to see the image from 4 feet away. This is practical stuff here. This is not college boy stuff. This is real practical. And we thought, well, that's interesting. And they said, it has to be an image that people identify with. And so we thought, name the same as the image. People identify, everybody's got a foot, you know, every human being, you know, on the planet, they have a foot. And so the barefoot is the way that wine was originally crushed. And when you are barefoot, you're pretty much relaxed and open for anything. You know, you either just got out of the hot tub or you just got out of the ocean and you're walking down the beach. You know, it's pretty hard to be uptight when you're barefoot. We thought, that's what we'll use. We'll use the barefoot. And so Bonnie hired this artist in L.A. to make the barefoot, and she just didn't like it, you know. And you know, it came back, all the toes were the same size. And she says, this will never work, you know. I need a foot where the big toe is bigger than the other toes, and it has a high arch. And so the artist said, well, if you photograph one and send it to me, I can copy it. So Bonnie was going, oh, where am I going to find a long, thin foot with a high arch? And then she goes, you know what? I've got one of those right here on the end of my leg. So she sends me out for the largest ink pad I could find, you know, one of those big ink pads they use on the container ships. And she put her foot in it, put it on a piece of artist paper, sent it down to Hollywood, and that's how Barefoot's label got made.
I love that. And the whole concept is, you are interviewing people, and you are creating for CEOs their own business audio theater where they could tell their story, and it has the sound like of 1940s radio, the whole nostalgic sound.
Exactly, and what we love about it is, you know, it's so hard to talk to people, especially young people today, in the first person. You know, with the IMEs, they just either little orphan Annie eyes and ducks going south. They're not listening to you because you're pontificating to them, you know. And what you really need to do is talk about yourself in the third person. So this is an opportunity for CEOs to produce a show that stars them, you know, getting their butts kicked, being real human beings, worried about the future, not having enough money. And every single business that you can point your finger at started just like that.
That is so inspirational. Talking about inspiration, what was a conversation you had somewhere in your life that really taught you about this is what life is, this is what I have to do? And I have to tell you, you're one of the most creative people, super successful. Every challenge becomes an opportunity. Tell me about a conversation you had somewhere in your life.
Well, I had a conversation with my father, and he was the mayor of Oakland, California, back in the 1960s. So this was kind of like big boots to fill anyway. And Michael, he says, you've got to make up your mind. Do you want to make a statement or do you want to make a deposit? I thought about that as I went through business, and you're tempted in business to want to make a statement. But in order to really make a deposit, you have to tell the customer what the customer wants to hear. You have to listen twice and talk once. You have to really put yourself in the other guy's shoes. Empathy is absolutely required. Empathy is not required to make a statement. It is to make a deposit.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
We're here today with Michael Houlihan and the founder of Barefoot Wines, the future of the wine business. You are one of the great entrepreneurs of our history, and I'm adding Bonnie in here because she gets, you know, it's you and Bonnie are a team. What do you see the future of the wine business? In the whole age we're in now where everything's changing, right now everything is about creating equal opportunity for everyone and total diversity and new creative ideas and digital and...
Well, you know, it's interesting because wine is heavy stuff, okay? It's made out of glass, which is made out of sand, and it's made out of wine, which is really made out of water or liquid. So you have these two very heavy elements. Now, a case of wine is determined by the government to be what a human being can pick up, which is about 35 pounds. Now, let's say you want to transport wine. Okay, so now you have to put it on pallets, and there's about 56 of those on a pallet, and there's about 22 of them in an 18-wheeler. If it goes more than that, it just breaks all the bridges and the overpasses and everything. And that's why you see those scales on the sides of the freeways and the expressways where they weigh the trucks. The reason I say this is because the future of the wine business is going to have one thing in common that it has today, and that is weight. It's going to be heavy. No matter what the technology is, it's going to be heavy. So here's the deal. In the old days, we used to split the difference on delivery. We, as producers of wine, would sell to a distributor. The distributor would sell to a store. We would drive our car down to the store, pick up that heavy bottle of wine, put it in our car, and drive home. Now, let's order it online and have it delivered. Well, you can, as long as it's $90 a bottle, the delivery fee is so minimal compared to the cost of the purchase, it doesn't bother you. So what am I talking about here? I'm saying in the future of the wine business, get this, if it's under $20, it'll be sold in retail. If it is over $20, it will be delivered to your house. Because nobody wants to pay $5 to have a $5 bottle of wine delivered to their house. So this is the future. It's the future. You have to remember, all this technology is just ordering technology. That's what it is. We're learning how to order. And yes, we're learning how to work directly with the consumer. But let's face it, if you're in the wine business, you really want one big check from one big company like Kroger's, you know, for $38,000 for a truckload of wine. Because you're not going to be able to expand your winery just on little nickels and dimes from each individual. So there is some limitation to selling like that. The best thing you can do is have a very expensive product that you sell to a list of people. I mean, we have a winery right down the road here, Williams and Selium. They sold for millions and millions of dollars. They had a 1,400-person list. That's what they sold. They had no winery, no nothing. They just sold the list of the 1,400 people who would buy their $90 bottles of wine.
So, Michael, for many CEOs, you're multitasking everything. You've all these burners of the stove. You're figuring what's on, what's off. How should CEOs really think about that? And I'm asking you because you've not only built one of the great companies, Barefoot Wine, but you have trained thousands and thousands of CEOs on building organizations.
Right. I think that the real trick here is to divide and conquer. I mean, things are coming at you every day when you're the CEO. A lot of them are just emergencies. You know, your pants are on fire, right? Let's take care of that first. But the bottom line is your ability to handle multitasking challenges like that is really wrapped up and married to your ability to delegate. So when people talk about multitasking, What I start talking about is, let's take a look at what those tasks are, and let's take a look at how we can possibly delegate them. And we don't just delegate them and say, oh, here, Billy, go do this. We say, Billy, do this part of it, and then come back and talk to me when you finish this part, and then we'll talk about the next part. So, in other words, there has to be some policing involved. I think the biggest disappointment that most CEOs have is they delegate and then the guy drops the ball. See? So this is why you have to be a coach. So you have to be more of a coach to folks that you've delegated to than, you know, this juggler who is juggling all of these responsibilities. So that's my advice. You're going to wind up juggling anyway, but at least you're going to have some people that can help you with some of those pins.
Michael, let's discuss two words, truth and trust. How do those play into a CEO's mind? How do you build a foundation of a company on the bedrock of truth and trust?
You know, I think those two words actually work together. If your stakeholder, whether it's your employee or whether it's your supplier or whether it's your client or your customer, if they believe that you represent the truth, if they believe that you're giving them the true skinny on everything, they're going to be more likely to trust you. But trust requires a little bit more than just truth. Trust requires relieving anxiety. One of the biggest problems I see today, and unfortunately I see it among young people, is they don't really follow up. You ask them to do something, they do it, but they don't tell you they did it, and they don't tell you they didn't do it. So now you have this anxiety. You don't really trust them, see, for the next job. So my suggestion to them is let's circle back and say, you know that project you gave me, Robert? I'm halfway through it. It looks like I'll have it finished for you by next Wednesday. Don't not call Robert. That's not cool, see? So don't try to hide out. So this truth and trust thing, it all works together. Now, truth is different for every one of our stakeholders. Like, for instance, with an employee, the employee has to believe that you have their best interests at heart, right? What are they? Well, sure, they want a salary, they want compensation, but they also want to be appreciated for what they do. So you have to appreciate them. And you can't just say, oh, I appreciate you. No, you have to demonstrate it. You demonstrate it with memos that other people can read, or you actually go on, you go out on a limb and say, look, Mary did a great job here. You know, we all respect Mary. Thank you very much. The other reason they work, of course, is for security, and the other reason they work is for personal time or the ability of flex time. So if you, as a CEO, are providing those things for your employees, for instance, they will trust you more because they believe that you know the truth about why they're working for you because you're addressing them directly.
That is fascinating. On that inspirational note, the final question, if someone wants to learn about you, they're an entrepreneur, they want to learn about the entrepreneurial spirit, what's the website they go to?
They go to www.thebarefootspirit.com.
That's easy enough. Michael, a pleasure, my friend, speaking with you again, and congratulations on really driving success throughout America and the world.
Well, thank you so much, Robert. It's just a blast to be with you again.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions, 06604, is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions, 06604. Call us at 203-522-8888.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We are exactly speaking with that now, because this is the one and only Byron Allen. So let's talk about the concept of the Weather Channel. You came in, and this was unprecedented what you did, and you also really cared about climate change as the ultimate. Talk about what you did, how you bought the Weather Channel, and then I also want to hear about, you have the most interesting concept of technology that you use, the immersive mixed reality. Talk about that as well with the Weather Channel.
Sure. You know, a buddy of mine came to me. He said, can we have dinner? And I said, sure. So we went to dinner, and he said, you know, you don't know this about me, but before I was the CEO of this satellite company, a company that satellites all of our cable networks, and we have about 12 of them. And I was one of his biggest customers. And he said, before I became the CEO of this company, I was the chief operating officer of the Weather Channel. And he said, you know, I think you should buy the Weather Channel. He said, the way you think, the way you operate, you are very unique, and the way you approach things and see things, whether you realize it or not, is very different than most people. And he says, I deal with a lot of people. He says, you are the perfect person to own the Weather Channel. And he said, I know you're not thinking about the Weather Channel because you're here in LA and it's always 80 degrees and sunny. But you need to know that the weather business is a big business and you should go after it. And I said, he told me the numbers and how profitable it was and what a big business it is. And I said, okay.
I love numbers.
I love that. He spoke to me numerically. And I said, you know what? You have my attention and I'm going to go after it. So we got into the process and we aggressively pursued it. And I bought it in March of 2018. And it's been
all cash, like $311 million or something.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me put it on my credit card, and I had a $1,000 limit anyway. So I go. It's interesting. I wouldn't walk onto the campus. I didn't physically go to the Weather Channel. I said, I'm not going onto that campus and into that building until we own it. And so we closed. And we closed on a Thursday, and I said, great, please tell everybody I'll be there on Monday. And went to Atlanta, and it's an amazing campus. The technology, the infrastructure, 400 of some of the smartest people on the planet, some of the best scientists, just unbelievable. And so I went, and I took the tour, and I said, I just have a few questions. The technology in this building is, I feel like I'm on the Starship Enterprise. I've never seen such amazing technology in my life. I just have one question. We're only doing one network on this 6.5 acre campus. How many networks can we produce and, push out of this building, out of this campus with this technology? And they started to chuckle. And they were like, kind of started smiling and chuckling and looking around at each other. And I said, I'm a comedian, but that one wasn't a punchline. And they said, why are you laughing? They said, well, we've been owned by private equity for years. And the only questions they kept asking us was, how do you cut costs? How do you cut costs? And you were the very first person to ask us, how do we utilize this amazing technology and do more? And that is so refreshing to hear. And you have put a smile on our face because we already know we're happy you are our new owner and it's a different day. And I said, you're absolutely right. It's a different day. I said, I'm here to create and I'm here to be the biggest media company in the world. And you just gave me one of the greatest sandboxes I could have ever imagined. And so they said we can push out, 6, 7, maybe 8 networks with this technology. And then they proceeded to tell me that, my purchase had caught them by surprise and they were planning to cut the technology investment. And I said, absolutely not. I said, we are to be the leader. We are to be the ones who are making and discovering the cutting edge technology. I said, do not cut the budget. Go for it. And that's, we came out with IMR. We've won our Emmys for it, our Immersed Mixed Reality, where we're now telling the story of weather, and it's a three-dimensional presentation, and it's more engaging, and it's unique proprietary technology. And then they said something to me at the very end, Robert, that just changed everything. They said, oh, by the way, you own something that's the equivalent of a fully distributed broadcast network that uses artificial intelligence, proprietary software, and it curates, aggregates, and streams super hyperlocal news, weather, sports, and traffic geofenced to the user's zip code. And I went, wow. And they said, don't get excited. I said, why not? And they said, because it loses well over $25 million a year, and you're going to want to shut it down. And I said, you know what? I'm disappointed I wasn't clever enough to come up with it myself, but I'm certainly not dumb enough to shut it down. I said, no. So I've invested over $125 million of my own capital over the last 4 years to reposition this asset. I said, what's it called? They said Local Now. Local Now, it's a streaming platform. This is almost, you know, this is quite a ways back. And I said, you know what? I don't want to charge $4.99 a month for it. They were charging $4.99 a month for it. I said, I don't think Robert wants to pay $4.99 a month. Let's make it free. Let's make it free. That's the world's favorite word, free. So let's do that. They said, okay. And I said, and by the way, I don't want it to just be super hyperlocal news, weather, sports, and traffic. Let's make it the world's first super app. Let's put all of the movies, TV shows, and documentaries there for free. Now we have over 18,000 movies, TV shows, and documentaries. Let's make it free. We have over 450 channels there. So Bloomberg has a channel there. Kevin Hart, People Magazine, Johnny Carson has a channel there. And I said, let's make that free. And we're very excited about the fact that we're the very first streaming service to add PBS, 340 plus streams, PBS sitting on our platform at Local Now. And so now what's happened is streaming has become the leader. Our revenue has gone up 50x in just a little less than 2 years. I've never seen anything grow so fast in my life. So I'm a big believer in investment in technology and R&D and making sure that there's a great intersection with content and technology and merging the two and providing that convenience and that ease of use for the consumer. So we're excited about the Weather Channel. And on the Weather Channel, here's what I would say. I am very, you know, honored to be in a position to own something so important. It is a very huge responsibility. And I asked all of our scientists, most of our scientists that were there that day, let me ask you, is climate change, global warming, is it the greatest threat to human beings on planet Earth? Raise your hand. And with no exception, all of them raised their hands and said, this is the greatest threat to human being, ever, human, just life period on the planet. And I said, okay, from this moment on, we are not going to do anything but be really loud and proud about making sure people have the numbers and they have the facts. Because at the time I asked this question almost 5 years ago, there were plenty of high profile people denying climate change and global warming, denying it. And I said, we're not going to worry about offending those people. We're going to tell the world the truth, because this network is the only network dedicated 24/7 to protecting and saving lives.
This is Robert Breese on the CEO Show, and we're going to come back with Byron Allen back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Byron Allen. And Byron is the founder, chairman, and CEO of Allen Media Group. So this is about 70 different programs, including ownership of the Weather Channel. So, Byron, I have to tell you this. Just talk through this concept, One America. Talk sure. about Martin Luther King, you know, arguably the most important person of the last century.
Yes.
Martin Luther King, One America, and what your vision is for America and how we get there.
Once again, thank you for asking that. You know, I was 7 years old when Martin Luther King was assassinated. I will always remember very vividly. I was in the middle of the street playing baseball, you know, and using hubcaps. Is, you know, home plate and, you know, Mrs. You know, Robertson's car was, you know, first base and Mr. Anderson's car was second base. And I remember my mother and my grandmother screaming, my God, they killed him. They killed him. They killed him. They killed Martin. And I looked at my mother and my grandmother on that porch and I turned my head back just a matter of seconds later. And the next thing you know, I was looking down the barrel of a tank. And there was the military, the National Guard had taken over my neighborhood because they knew that this neighborhood was riots were going to break out. But the military was in place, the National Guard, and the troops were walking on our lawns with rifles and bayonets and dogs. And my mother and my grandmother screaming for me to get back into the house before they shoot us. And I didn't understand what was going on and why, you know, our city was being burned down, why they murdered Martin Luther King. And I was 7 years old and the pain was deep, very deep. And, you know, my mother and my grandmother was like, hey, you know, they hate us. And it's like, why do they hate us? Why do they hate us? They hate us. Why? Because simply because we're black. And it's like, yes, they hate us simply because we're black. And that just stuck with me. And Martin Luther King and how he sacrificed his life to make America better and to bring us together. Because media can be used and can be weaponized to divide us or unite us. And if you're not educated, you're a liability. And America cannot afford any more liabilities. If you are educated, you're an asset. America is a small, tiny little village of only 330 million people out of nearly 8, 9 billion people and rapidly moving towards 10 billion. And as we hit 10 billion, a lot of our enemies know that the bottom 5 billion will perish because we don't have enough food, water, minerals to support the bottom 5 billion. And climate change and events will just take out the bottom 5 billion. And other countries are working rapidly to take their tribe and move it to the top of the pyramid so their tribe can survive. We have a small American tribe, and we need to make sure everybody is educated and everyone is an asset. No one is a liability. We cannot afford liabilities, and we must move the American tribe further up the food chain. That's E number one. The second E is equal justice. We know what happened happens when we don't have equal justice and that imbalance. If the verdict on that George Floyd case had not gone the right way, this country would have been lit up like a Christmas tree. It would have just been lit up. And you can't have that. We're better than that. We have to have equal justice. That third E is economic inclusion. We have to provide economic inclusion. And what I say to America, stop talking about crime. Let's not talk about crime. Let's talk about education and economic inclusion. And when we commit and invest to making sure everybody has the best education and economic inclusion, the crime will go away. And you'll need to take your prisons and convert them into warehouses for boxes and not humans. So you have to provide that economic inclusion. And that fourth E is environmental protection. We have to make sure that we protect everyone. The environmental protection is so key. It's our greatest threat. It's the greatest threat ever. And that fifth E is empathy. Empathy. We have to stop acting like we don't see the mentally ill. The mentally ill, one of the greatest epidemics in our country. And we don't see the food insecure. And we don't see the homeless. You have to have that balance in the system. I have a friend, he paid 20 plus million for a home in Bel Air. And he said to me one day at lunch that he was moving. He was selling his house. He said some homeless people were near Bel Air and they were trying to stay warm. And the fire got out of control and burned down a lot of homes in Bel Air. Didn't burn down his home, but now his fire insurance was over $500,000 a year. And that imbalance of making sure somebody wasn't on the street triggered an event where he could no longer afford to stay in his $20+ million home. You must have balance or the imbalance will implode us. Now, when we master these five E's, we will be doing simply what the Bible has taught us. Love thy neighbor. And we master these five E's, we can achieve a slice of heaven right here on earth because others will follow. The miracle of my company that I started from my dining room table over 30 years ago is that we survived because I could not get an investor and I couldn't get a bank loan. I own my company 100%, not by design, but because as an African-American entrepreneur, banks wouldn't work with me and investors wouldn't return my phone calls. And that is a big issue with African-American entrepreneurs. So it was a curse and a blessing. And the reason it was a blessing is if you make somebody go, if two people go to the gym and one only bench presses 50 pounds a day, and you make me bench press 5,000 pounds a day because I'm not getting the support as my white counterpart, eventually I'm going to be very strong and unstoppable. That lack of support forced me to really think differently, work harder, work smarter, and then build something that is absolutely unstoppable. It is now one of the biggest media companies in the world that's privately held. And we have a foundation that we will only continue to grow. And as we grow, we will use our platforms to unite America and to create one America. And we can't create one America unless everybody leans in and understands we can't talk about it. We have to do it.
What a pleasure it is, Byron, having you on the CEO Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.